Simon & Schuster Audio presents Trap by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Read by Bob Walter.
Prologue. Zach Karp flexed against the ropes that bound his wrists to the arms of the wooden chair. It did no good. He kicked his legs, grunted, and gasped. The veins in his muscular forearms and one in his forehead bulged from the exertion. With a curse, he gave up, his breath coming out in white clouds of condensation in the frigid air. Sitting in the chair next to him, with his eyes closed, Zach's twin brother Giancarlo let his breath out slowly. "Quit fighting it," he said quietly, and then opened his eyes. "The more you struggle, the tighter the knots get. I think if I can just relax enough, I might be able to slip out of mine. But I can't concentrate with you thrashing around like a fish out of water." "Well, you better hurry before our friend gets back, oh great Yoda," Zach replied. "I'm too young to die. I've never even been past third base with a girl or pitched for the Yankees. And I was about to become bar mitzvah with every obnoxious pimple-faced 13-year-old Jewish kid on the Upper East Side." Giancarlo couldn't help chuckling at his twin's dark humor, despite their predicament. But then he frowned. "I thought you gave up on that," he said. "You didn't want to identify as being a Jew anymore." As Giancarlo spoke, he studied his older brother's handsome face with its strong Italian features and coloring of their mother, Marlene Ciampi. He knew there was some bruising on the other side of his face from blows he'd received from their abductor, but Zach was a tough guy.